I will not concede until all the votes are counted. Candidates, repeat after me. I will not concede until all the votes are counted. Democratic candidates, repeat after me. I will not concede until all the votes are counted. It's the Peter B. Collins Show, our Friday regular here in the final hour as we visit with his Bradness, Brad Friedman from bradblog.com, the man working single-handedly to protect election integrity in this country. And frankly, he needs reinforcements. How are you, Brad?
I could use a few more hands. Luckily, I'm not single-handedly. We got folks who are all across the country, including you, my friend, who are fighting. And by the way, you got my vote, brother. Where do I vote for it? You mean all you have to do is say I do not concede until all votes are counted and people will support you?
That's right. Yeah.
They will.
That's an important message. Now, Brad and I are conspiring, and this is an out and open conspiracy.
Is this a conspiracy theory?
No theories involved. It's just a flat out conspiracy. On Tuesday, we are going to do an election night marathon. And we will be covering results as they come in. But our major focus is going to be the integrity of the election. And we're going to report on glitches, snags, technical difficulties, lines around the block, voter registration problems, and all the other vagaries that we expect to surface with what could be the most critical and the most mangled. I was trying to say bangled and mungled at the same time.
Mungled.
Bungled and mangled election of all time. What do you say, Brad? Is that accurate?
That's about right, yeah. We're very excited about this, working together with you, and a bunch of other folks are going to be coming on board, networks, to carry this on the Internet, air affiliates, while everyone else, as you say, will be focusing probably on the horse race, unless it gets as bad as I think it might. We're going to focus on what underlines our entire democracy, which is this electoral system, and tell folks what's really going on out there in an all-night marathon election night meltdown-a-palooza.
And we have already announced the following affiliates, KRXA 540, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz, and Freedom. They'll be carrying us starting with the Peter B. Collins Show at 3 p.m. Pacific and then on into the night. 1240 Talk City, KSAC Sacramento, is going to carry our broadcast after a Sharks game. KGOE 1480, our great affiliate in Eureka, Humboldt County, is going to carry the broadcast. And we just learned that KUDO in Anchorage, Alaska, is also going to be carrying our election night special. And I got word from a radio station in Warren, Vermont, that they want to put it on their web stream. And there are lots of other people who are responding to the word that we put out just today about this special radio broadcast on Tuesday.
Let me add in, WhiteRoseSociety.org will be carrying it live. KPFTX.org down in Houston will be carrying it. And we should let folks know that anyone and everyone is welcome to carry the broadcast free of charge, whether it's on your internet site, on your radio dial. We'll shoot over the satellite coordinates to you.
AM, FM, TV, shortwave, longwave, CB, we'll take it.
We ain't proud. We'll take whoever wants to listen to us.
Well, and it's going to be very interesting, Brad. I am considering you as a great source and not a prophet, but somebody who understands the meltdown that is approaching. And I do think it's going to amount to a debacle on Tuesday, and it's important for people to focus on these issues. The one thing I think is that while the polls show the Democrats are expected to be victorious, particularly in the House of Representatives across the country, I think that voting issues are going to be problematic, and we may not know the outcome of the election when we sign off at midnight or 1 a.m. Tuesday night.
Well, in truth, I think there is no way for us to know, because the system has now changed so much that we are asked to rely and believe in these black boxes that report, who knows what they're reporting. I mean, that's the problem here. We've talked for months now about what's going on down there in San Diego and other counties around the country and the state, excuse me, where they're sending these voting machines home for weeks at a time. And the fact of the matter is, once that chain of custody has been broken, you have no idea what's gone on with those machines, and until you get in there, count every vote, audit every vote and make sure that you know you've got a legitimate count, you've got nothing. And the media will run around and they will say, oh, so-and-so won and this guy won and that guy won. And that's the danger, as we've learned going back to 2000. Basically, the first guy that the media declares to be the winner gets to be the winner, whether he actually won or not. So hopefully when we're covering it, we'll be able to refer to, AP reports that such and such has won. But for you or I on election night with thousands of votes that won't be counted, provisional ballots, paper ballots, everything else, I think it would be irresponsible for us as the media to say, any candidate won that night, because in fact, we can't possibly know.